too lazy to register an account podcast episode number 1195. Today is the 24th of March 2021, and I'm your host, Lisa. Thanks for joining us. A quick message from the sponsors of today's episode. Podbot.ai. When Dallas Mayor Eric Johnson did not send a message late Friday night, he was seen on local and national news shows. Eric Johnson brings more than 20 years of experience in labor, employment, education and law and has been recognized for his work by the best lawyers in America. Johnson was part of the second G3 Tour of South America and coached four players to summit finishes in 2010, including former U.S. President Barack Obama and former President George W. Bush. He joined Joe Satriani and Steve Vai as the first trio of virtuoso guitar shredders to finish the G3 Tour. After the death of electromagnet, Johnson formed a touring trio, the Eric Johnson Group, with Jim Dunlop, Steve Vai and Joe Satriani. This not only helps you sound like Eric Johnson, but also helps you replicate his set, the way he sounded before you bought his signature guitar. Specifically, we will look at the guitar sounds Johnson created for the album via Via Musicom. We will also help to recreate the tube screamer used by various blues guitarists and recreate Johnson's signature guitar sound, the tube screamer. The acoustic fingerstyle is no joke for you, Jay, and the show probably contains even stronger and deeper sounds than his original guitar playing. The most important guitar pedal to consider if you want to sound like Eric Johnson is the Tube Driver by BK Butler. In addition to the Echoplex-style pedals, it's worth adding more delay pedals to your set for a sound that's similar to what it sounds like. Over the years, Johnson has used a number of different pedals, including the Screaming Bear, the Pigeon and even a few others. He also played the Shavel, which appears on the cover of the Via Musicom album, as well as a number of other electric guitars. In this Eric Johnson Virginia remade guitar you can see some of his other electric guitars, built with the help of guitarists Sassafra D'Agostino and John Lassifras and some others. If you don't want to drive a traditional Fender Strat but want to recreate Eric Johnson's rig for authenticity, we recommend the Eric Johnson Thinline Stratocaster. In this range we also have the American, made Eric Johnson signature Stratocasters, but we would recommend choosing a Maple if you want the Eric Johnson sound and are looking for authenticity. If you sound like Eric Johnson but also want to dial in a range of vintage blues tones, the Tube Driver is a great addition to your setup. These last two guitars are a great choice for those who like the Eric Johnson sound but want to spend a little more. First of all, however, it is worth noting that when you buy an Eric Johnson Virginia Strat, you will find it in the items listed below. Having said that, we have listed these features in full below and explained what we already have to make you sound like an Eric Johnson. Before you start looking at our features on Virginia, however, it is important to choose a guitar that will help you get closer to this beautiful Eric Johnson sound. The next important piece of the puzzle to consider if you want to sound like an Eric Johnson are the guitar pedals. Johnson covers all the guitarists in his sound with a number of pedals, but they are an important part of his setup. Dunlop has released the characteristic Eric Johnson fuzz face, and although he has a number of different pedals available for his Virginia Strat, we think you will benefit from focusing on the more nuanced elements of your rig, the neck of the Eric Johnson Stratocaster.